And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the world. Can't talk. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Horry Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 23rd day of January in the year of our Lord, 2021. Lori's got the day off today. She had a really rough night with pain, but she'll be okay. But anyway, folks, we're going to switch things up a little bit today. We're going to try a new format, and we're starting this week, and we'll run with it to test it for probably a month or so. Now, if you like it, we'll stick with it. If not, we'll try something different. Basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to take the first 20 minutes of the show and go through some of the news headlines that I personally feel are important, and may probably make some comments, and then Rick will make some comments, and when Lori's on, she'll make some comments, most likely. But that's where we're at. So I'm going to go ahead and get started here, folks. White House calls for agency-wide effort on domestic terrorism, a growing national security threat. Now, I'm going to read the article word for word, folks. It's a short one. The White House on Friday announced an administration-wide effort to uncover domestic terrorism in the United States. The announcement was made by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about 2 weeks after the siege on the U.S. Capitol building, which has resulted in the arrest of at least 100 people across the country, the FBI said earlier this week. Psaki said domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. She also said President Biden's administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve, according to The Hill. Biden has asked the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to develop a comprehensive threat assessment in coordination with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, the newspaper also reports. Okay, folks, give me just a second. All right. So as I think that, this is my comments, I think that here we have yet another example of the commies laying the mental groundwork for what I believe to be the sole purpose of convincing all Americans and the entire planet, for that matter, that conservative Christian American citizens are simply bloodlusting psychopaths. Of course, there's neither hurts their argument that all Trump voters and supporters should be hauled off to the proposed enlightenment camps until said persons become socialist, Democrats. Of course, the government employee who publicly suggested such camps summarily resigned when the press picked it up. PBS is reportedly looking for a new attorney. Just remember, if you are white and conservative, you are automatically a terrorist in this current political environment. Okay, next one. Trump impeachment trial will start week of February 8th, according to Senate Majority Leader Schumer. And this comes from the Epoch Times. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Friday that the impeachment trial for the former President Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. Senator Schumer announced the schedule after reaching an agreement with Republicans to have the trial in February. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had proposed delaying the trial until February to give Trump's legal team time to prepare. Under the timeline, the House will transmit the impeachment articles against Trump late January 25, with initial proceedings on January 26, but opening arguments will be pushed to February. House Democrats voted to impeach Trump on January 13th, a single article of impeachment that alleges Trump incited an insurrection that resulted in riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The vote to impeach was 232 to 197, with every Democrat voting in favor of Trump impeachment trial. It's going to start February 8th, which I already said. But anyway, folks, you know, my take, I'm kind of torn on this one. Not as far as where I think it is wrong morally, but as far as what's really going to happen. Will he be convicted? I kind of believe so. Both the Senate Majority Leader and the Minority Leader want him convicted. I don't think there's more than 20 senators that will vote no on conviction, really. I hope I'm wrong. You have no idea how much I want to be wrong. Now, what this will do is grease the skids for the Republicans that vote for it as far as getting along with the Democrats. Now, if they do convict him, primarily the socialists and the swamp creatures will get their revenge. But the bad part is it'll further divide the nation on a more permanent basis. Rick, any comments so far?
Yeah, a few of them. So we see here that the left is trying to make it clear that if you are a conservative and you express any kind of frustration with the recent events, that your opinion will not be tolerated. And they're trying to make it clear that, you know, any form of resistance is futile and going to be non-productive, and of course, oddly, we don't talk about, you know, the fact that that the Northwest has been on fire for 6 months and still is, and you know those are not Trump people up there creating all that havoc and destruction. And then, you know, to the other point, and I would like to make this point then, if they're convinced that Donald Trump is not the president of the United States, why are they still trying to impeach him? Does that make any sense at all? If it does, I don't know what. Apparently, they must still view him as a threat of some kind. So it begs the question: what kind of a threat are they sensing, and why?
Yeah. Well, something I've learned through life, Rick, is that it is mentally exhausting to try to find logics in the minds of people that are mentally disturbed. It's just totally exhausting and usually fruitless and pointless to try. So that's my opinion. Okay, buddy, you ready for me to move on next one?
Yes, please continue.
Okay. All right. This is a commentary by Pat Buchanan, which I really liked. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Now, this is a little bit long, folks. I might have to take a break for a couple of seconds, take a sip of coffee or something. What it is, it's Pat Buchanan on Biden's America, One Nation, or is it us versus them? We have met the enemy, and he is us, said Walt Kelly's cartoon character Pogo half a century ago, about what we Americans were doing to the environment. Rereading President Joe Biden's inaugural address, Pogo's remark comes to mind. Biden began on a lofty, hopeful, and familiar note. This is a great nation. We are good people, end quote. He ended in the same vein. Quote, so with purpose and resolve, we turn to those talks of our time, sustained by faith, driven by conviction, and devoted to one another and the country we love with all of our hearts, unquote. Within the address itself, however, Biden recited what he believes to be the historic crimes of the nation and the sins of the soul that torment a considerable portion of our population. Quote, among the afflictions from which Americans suffer, said Biden, are, quote, political extremism, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism. How do we overcome these evils? Said Biden, unity is the path. But how can a good Americans with white supremacists and domestic terrorists, or how can we unite with white supremacists and domestic terrorists? Ought we not separate ourselves and do battle with them? And exactly who are they? Surely among the enemy is the mob that invaded the trash the Capitol on January 6th. But what of the hundreds of thousands who came out for Trump rallies? What of the 75 million plus who voted for Donald Trump? Are all the deplorables outside the company of the saved? Are they, as Hillary Clinton once said of them, irredeemable? Today we celebrate the triumph, not of a candidate, but of a cause, said Biden. The cause of democracy. The clear implication here is that a victory for Trump on November 3 would have been a defeat for democracy. How unifying is that? Today on this January day, said Biden, my whole soul is in this. Bringing America together, uniting our people, and uniting our nation. I ask every American to join me in this cause. He then enumerated the characteristics of our enemy. Anger, resentment, hatred, extremism, violence, and lawlessness. Rick, I'm going to interrupt here for just a second. Interrupt myself. He is talking about Antifa and Antifa there, BLM, isn't he?
Well, he's being ambiguous, but I think so.
Okay.
I think that's what they've got going on, and I can't prove this. I tried to research this, but I saw in the last day or two where Doug Billings, who has a conservative talk show, got an email from somebody that said, quick, type in Antifa.com into your search engine and see what happens. Well, when he did it, it went straight to WhiteHouse.gov. And I think that what happened there was that they forgot to kind of redo their domain names when they took off. I don't know how that occurred. I tried it and it didn't work for me. I got the podcast a day or two after it was done, so it was
right
not available to me then at that point. It had already been corrected. But
same thing happened when I tried it too.
What, you didn't get anywhere?
No.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I was, you know, you can unvet this, you know, this information. It is frustrating and irritating to be, I guess, are we in an information age or are we in a disinformation age? You've got so many things going on. You know, you've got regular folks. Whether they see themselves as a Republican or a Democrat, they would like to live their lives in piece, and you've got the mainstream media clearly censoring anything that they don't like. You've got anybody who says anything about voter fraud immediately banned from Twitter. You've got lots and lots of just people who, like, let's say the Urban Farmer, who is basically, his channel is about gardening and about sustainable living,
and self-sufficiency.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, which is one of the reasons we like to talk about him here is because that's what we're kind of all about. But he does make comments. He does make political comments when he feels that his rights are being stepped on, and of course in Canada that's pretty much happening to him on an hourly basis. Here in the United States, we're just a year or two behind his problems. But he gets himself banned too. As a regular everyday garden variety American who would just like to live in peace. Like they said, actually it was on his show. There are two kinds of people in this world, the people that just want to be left alone and the people who just aren't going to leave you alone.
Right.
So then you've got the alt media. They're not encumbered by censorship, they're encumbered by insanity. You've got these people making stuff up just right and left, trying to get clicks. Because clicks are money. So if you can make up a bunch of BS and get it out there, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. You're just getting the clicks, you're getting the money, and, we'll worry about your credibility after the check clears. So as an average person, what in the hell are you supposed to be doing? How are you supposed to be able to tell what is real and what isn't? This is the twilight zone now, I would say, and I said this to my family, who they're riding me hard and putting me away wet for suggesting that this election thing isn't over and that the military is still playing around, trying. They've got some back alleys and channels they're going to go down. and I'm getting beat up for that, for suggesting it.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after.
Hey, Rick, it's break time. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I want to finish this one article. I got a bunch pulled, but I want to finish this one, and then I got a few announcements, and then we're going to let Rick start putting out massive amounts of his information. So back in 3 minutes, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no, you say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt on Saturday, the 23rd day of January in the year of our Lord, 2020. Folks, I want to finish at least a couple more paragraphs of this rather long commentary I was reading from Pat Buchanan. And then I got a couple announcements to make, and Rick and I will proceed with the rest of the show. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yet on inauguration night, Antifa mobs attacked the Democratic Party headquarters in Portland, torched American flags in Seattle. The same kind of left-wing mobs that gave us a long, hot summer of rioting, looting, and arson after the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd. By the way, folks, the cops didn't kill him. I saw the death certificate. He died of a drug overdose, actually. You know the optics of it. Has Biden ever condemned by name those mobs the way he did the mob that invaded the Capitol on January 6th? Of course he hasn't. And I got pages stuck together. All right, folks. There. Okay, this is way too long to keep going. We'll be halfway through the show before I got through that. Anyway, I did want to read that paragraph. Now, a couple of announcements real quick. We have decided to start putting videos back, or putting the shows back into a video format, and we're putting them on Rumble. I gave up a few months ago on putting them on YouTube. That's the reason there hadn't been anything there. Censorship was getting bad back in July and August. And now it's really getting bad. My friend John Moore has been thrown off of YouTube. So when I created an account there, I just put two channels on there, his and mine, or ours. Anyway, folks, we are on Rumble now. There's a link. Go to ruralsurvival.life and just click on the little Rumble icon top left, and you can see our channel. There's only one video uploaded there now. It takes forever to upload them. But today's show will be there, too, hopefully by Sunday night. We're going to try to get every show up there by Sunday night. Other thing, if you guys have noticed, that Biden has put out this 100-day mandate that people have to wear a mask on federal property and, you know, airplanes, trains, all that stuff, buses, anything that crosses the state line. And that's the way they're justifying it, by the way, is under the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. Guys, we've got those mosquito netting masks. We have sold, I think, well, we've had 980 orders. Most of them have, most people order 2 to 5 masks per order. So we've sold a lot of these masks. I don't know how long we're going to be allowed to keep doing it with the socialists in charge. You know, it does sort of violate their narrative. But go to ruralsurvival.life, click on the link for the mask. If you want some, hope you do. But when they stop us, they stop us. So there won't be anything I can do about it. So if you want them, I recommend you get them sooner than later. And I'll just leave it at that. Okay, Rick, let's get going on stuff you needed to talk about, and I'll help where I can.
Well, I think, you know, let's do what we always do and talk about, you know, okay, so, and we've made an attempt to just kind of take out our sextant and figure out, you know, about where we are. In the ocean of insanity, sextant. But you know, what is the average guy, gal supposed to do about this? So, you know, you've got your well-being that you have to attend to, and that is if you don't want to sing along with this song. That's not a song, is it? What is that? It's interference? No, that's music. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on Saturday, January 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Rick, one quick headline I saw during the break, and I'm just going to read the headline. Senior Minister of Parliament in England said, British public will rise up and bring down lockdown if exit plan isn't outlined. Huh. Right. I think the natives might be getting restless. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the exact same message yesterday. I forget how they worded it, but it said something like, the citizens need hope, and they need a way to provide themselves with a living and a life, something along. In other words, they're irritated. Somebody's snatching their freedom, and welcome to planet Earth. There seems to be a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I agree, and it's going to go global. Well, pretty much already is.
Well, yeah, we're sort of the last domino, and so I think the question, and I was talking to my wife about this morning, and then we'll get back into the gardening thing, which is where I was going a second ago.
Sorry.
No, that's It's okay. It's a reason to talk about the United States and how the rest of the world sees this. There are conservative people all over the world. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, yes, I know that Europe is an absolute mess, but the average person over there isn't down with it. Australia is, and New Zealand are a wreck. Canada's horrible. It's not necessarily the people, although there are people walking around, citizens, who are just, you know, mad left. You know, you're talking, you know, burn the building types. But most people are pretty good people. And most people just want to live a life, be left alone, be left to do, raise their families, and, you know, maybe go fishing now and again, whatever they do. They're not being allowed to do these things. You know, now everybody's supposed to be marching to the beat of this, keep your mask on, stay 6 feet away. And it was kind of like, even Curtis Stone this week, who's been banned from YouTube because of some of his, well, he can only show gardening stuff. If he has any political commentary, he has to put that on BitChute. He was saying that, you know, he had to change his business model this year because you can't have these forums and these things that you can't have an urban garden. You can't be an urban farmer because the whole premise is that your gardening and farming, small farming, micro farming, inside of an urban environment, and your customers are all around you, you know, and so there's a social interaction. You know, they will stop by to see what you're doing, buy some stuff, have a conversation, and move on. That business model is basically all screwed up now. So, you know, even though he still calls himself the urban farmer, he's nothing like that. No reason to change the tagline now, but you know, so my point was, there are good people all over the world who have been, and I think I've said this before, who see, I guess, America as the last bastion of freedom, and I think somewhere in the back of their minds, they were holding out that as that lighted city on a hill to which they might go if they can't possibly stand where they are any longer, and it looks like that window has been slammed on them, and that, as my wife said, that hope dashed. So I think it's not just some Americans that aren't happy with the way this whole globalist thing is playing out. Other people in the world who held America as a special place are depressed, and so that's kind of where we're at. So there's a lot of frustration, I think, and some people will say that January the 20th kind of started a chain reaction of anger, expressions of anger, not just in the United States, but across the globe. And, you know, people, I think, are finally getting to come to the conclusion that if they don't stand up and strike a blow for what is good, you know, that not necessarily some Satanist LGBTQ plus, you know, it's got to be the more traditional values that I think described. And held together the family fabric, the fabric of the family, and not just in the United States, but everywhere. You know, that has been basically what has held the veneer of civilization together, and I'm going to take one shot in the dark here and I hope it hits a communist. If the left continues to do what they're doing, if they continue to press their agenda on average people, even though they're calling for unity, I think you're going to see massive violence, not just from, not necessarily or not just from conservatives, but I think their own people are going to go crazy too, just like they are right now in the Northwest. You know, you would have thought they'd have been happy with a Biden-Harris ticket, but they're still very unhappy. And, you know, for some reason, they still want to burn the city down. I don't get this.
The end of his comment, Rick, was, we don't want Biden, we want revenge.
Well, yeah, okay. In other words, you know, let's try and boil that out. Revenge, I think what they just get the biggest charge out of destroying things. And it is completely possible that they're on a Soros payroll. They're actually being paid to go out and do this. And then the hashtag line is "We want revenge." You know, that's the advertisement,
right?
But I guess my point is, so here we have what the average human being just wanting to live their life, wanting to try to have a good time, and what are you supposed to do? You know, I've suggested it before, and I think, you know, every time we turn a corner, it reminds me. That I think you need to be local, you need to be small. I think you need to develop your spiritual life. You know, I'm going to say go to church, but if you're one of those people that for some reason just can't manage it, there are probably, you know, you could start with Jordan Peterson, although some of the stuff he does is a bit sketchy, but for the most part it's good. You can do, there are a lot of things that you can do. You should learn to grow your own food, and you should be very, very suspicious, especially at this moment, of our financial system. If you don't get out of dollars, I won't say all the way out, but if you don't set aside a decent portion of what you own, whatever that is, in silver, maybe Bitcoin, or some other food, whatever, some other hard asset, I think you're going to wind up, I think natural selection is going to cull you out, and you're going to wind up basically non-existent in a year or two. I would say one thing, too, about this, and I'm glad this came up. We talked about Bill Gates being the largest farm ground owner.
Right.
In the U.S., I heard an interesting take on that. Of course, you know, my mind went straight to the conspiracy theory, and that was that he would simply set it aside, rewild it, not allow the food to be grown on it. There's another thought on the matter, and I think it's possibly far more plausible, and that is that Gates, with all his money and his resources and his people, know full well that the destruction of the United States dollar is imminent, and farmland is a magnificent hard asset. That makes a lot of sense to me. If I owned a quarter of a million acres, I would buy a brand new feather bed and go to sleep for a month. You know, that would pretty much be my big Valium pill. So that may be what he's up to. It would not surprise me. It is a wonderful asset. As I've said numerous times, I work now and again. I contract out for one of the biggest private investment firms in this city. And you used to have $1 million to talk to them. Now you need $7 million. They have been putting their people in A-rated farm ground for 10 or 15 years. And they especially like the farm ground with moving water. So
right,
it's a fantastic hard asset. But you know, and I'm not, and I would say, hey, if you've got the money, you should be doing that. You should absolutely be doing that. Although, let's be reasonable here. Don't leave it fallow. you know, you can always hire it out, which is, if I can lay my hands on this piece of property right next to me, you can believe that it'll be in crop 9 months of the year. We'll rotate from beans to corn, winter wheat, we'll go back and forth. And, you know, I think, I forget what it is, but I think you've got two ways to do it. You can either rent the ground to the farmer, which gives you a guaranteed but smaller income, or you can take your chances with the farmer and take a percentage of the crop, which, you know, right. Either one's up to you. But, you know, if you're making payments on that ground, it helps. I think my brother has several packages of ground ranging from 25 to 70 acres, and it makes, I think, about at least a third of his payments, so that's cool. So,
yeah.
But so here is as a normal average everyday self-reliant, intelligent individual that you are, what are you going to do about this rough situation that we're in? Well, you're going to grow your own food, and you're going to buy some silver or Bitcoin or something. By the way, it's down 25%. If you were thinking about snatching a little piece, certainly now would be the time. That would be a wonderful time to do that. Speaking
we're
of
talking about Bitcoin,
like
right?
Yeah, I didn't say that. Yeah, Bitcoin. Yeah, BTC. speaking of that, you know, I'm getting my fourth phone call now in an hour, and all day yesterday I'm being trolled by these people trying to tell me that there's fake charges on my Amazon account. Well, I checked, and there aren't. I'm going to say in these times, as they would say, you know, brother, where art thou, in these times of war and want, your phone scam thing is going to go way up. Your best bet is not to answer those. I'm trying to remember. There's a word for this. I thought of it 2 days ago when I was working outside. They'll use your same exchange so that it looks like it's somebody in your neighborhood, but it
right.
isn't. It's an entity. It's not called trolling. It's called not juking. It's something like juking, but you know, don't answer that. Don't let them think it's a deadline. Don't answer that. Furthermore, another thing while I'm on the subject, and we'll get right back to gardening. I realize I'm making a mess here, but I'll straighten it out, I promise. Movie rentals over the last 30 to 60 days on Dish or anything else have gone from $5 and $6 to $19.99.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It is amazing, and I know that it has to do with, it probably has something to do with the helicopter money and the fact that people are locked up. Same reason that Zoom is becoming very, very popular. People are trying to take advantage of the fact that you're stuck at home, and they're thinking that you'll use your helicopter money to pay $20 to see a movie that you can buy at Walmart for $12. So, you know, I go through that aisle up there at the Walmart where they keep all that stuff, and there are movies right now they're trying to rent to me for anywhere from $7 to $20, and you can buy them anywhere from $3 to $12. And that way, when the grid goes down, make sure you've got an extra DVD player or two so you can have movie night in the evenings when your wife has a sore throat and she can't read anymore to the eager crowds.
We got a break, buddy.
Oh, I thought I heard a note there. Go ahead.
All right, I promise I'll shut up, folks, and let Rick do his thing when we get back. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tell me that it's evolution. Well, no, we don't love to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know I'm gonna be?
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange. When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down.
Okay, we are back, folks. Today is Saturday, January 23, year of our Lord, 2021. Rick, as promised, I'm going to shut up. Take it away.
Oh, no, that's all just fine. Here is some gardening specifics. Now, I've said this before. I've threatened you before with the rootstock potato bed. I am about 6 weeks away. Six, 7 weeks away from getting to plant that thing out. I've never had luck with potatoes. Hoping this will do it. The potato fertilizing schedule, okay? I will give it to you. If you forget it or lose it, you can always go to the Haas Tools Row by Row Gardening Show look that up, and you can re-find it. But it's not very difficult. It is 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of a balanced fertilizer, like 15, 15, 15, or 18, 18, 18. 5 pounds, or another way to look at it would be if you're planting in rows, it's 5 pounds for every 300 linear feet. So that's going to be a half a pound for every 30-foot row. You're going to do that at the time of planting, and then you're going to do it again at emergence. So when the potatoes start, in my case, popping through the hay, root scout, meaning that I'm going to bury these potatoes under a very thick layer of straw. I'm using straw, not hay. A lot of people use those terminologies interchangeably, but they're not. Straw is actually wheat straw, so it's hollow. But we'll put those potatoes in contact with the ground under, let's say, 8 to 10 inches of straw. And when they emerge, they will get fed a second time and then pretty much left to their own devices. For those of you that don't remember, there is, I would say, a controversy of sort, not a controversy, a difference of opinion about how potatoes should or could be planted. A lot of people will plant whole potatoes, some cut them up. A couple things happen there. If you plant a whole potato, you'll get maybe more potatoes, but smaller potatoes. If you like that sort of thing, if you cut your potatoes up before you plant them, you would cut them in such a way that you have numerous eyes for each piece. Is that, that's music again?
Yeah, oh, baby. Top of the hour break. Okay, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm not sure when we're going to start taking callers, but it won't be too awful long, folks, for those that are holding. So we'll be right back. Lock away.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.